God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Exodus 25 is about the offerings for a tabernacle that would be to worship God Almighty, who had brought Israel out of Egypt. And two things you find about their giving toward this project of the tabernacle. One was a willing heart. Verse 2 says that, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. He shall take my offering. So it was not to be begrudged. All of us have received service from people that really didn't want to give it. Kind of like when your aunt made your cousin apologize to you when you were kids, and your cousin scowled at you and said, oh, I'm sorry. Well, he wasn't really sorry. He was just, it was obligatory. Or maybe when you go to a fast food restaurant and it's obvious that the cashier doesn't care about you or your business or about the place for which he is working. He just got a job. So it's not really a willing heart. But God says, hey, people can give if they wish with a willing heart. Then the Bible tells us in verse 8, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them according to all that I show thee after the pattern. So they were to give with a willing heart, and they were to give according to a pattern. That is the form that God had given. Why? Why? The reason is because all we have to give is what God has given. Everything we give is what God has given us first. In verses 3 through 7, you find all these things that were to be used for the tabernacle. Things like silver and brass and blue and purple, scarlet, goat's hair and ram's skins dyed red, and oil and precious wood and sweet incense and so on. Well, I've got a question. Where did the Israelites get all this stuff? Here they are. Think about who they were, who they were and where they were. These were slaves, and they were in the Sinai. They were in the wilderness. Where do you find silver and gold and precious stones and all these valuables in the wilderness? And the answer is found back in Exodus 12, where the Bible says in Exodus 12, 36, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. You know, when they were going to serve God, Moses had told Pharaoh, we don't know what we're going to need to go serve God, so we're going with everything, all our families, all of our herds, we're going because we don't know what we're going to need. Well, from Israel's perspective, they spoiled the Egyptians. They took captive what belonged to the Egyptians, including silver and gold. From God's perspective, God is the one that gave them favor. So God is the one that did this. In other words, all they had to offer willingly according to the pattern was what God had given them first. And friend, that's always the case. You know, if God has you, he won't have to quibble about your money or your aspirations or your goals or your future. The truth is, all we have to give is what God has given to us first. You cannot be generous with God. He gave it first. You can only be honest. You can give to God what God has given to you and through you.